Dave Flyer on 720 WGN. So sweet and savory pies with ingredients sourced locally, fresh warm biscuits and mouthwatering sandwiches are just a few of the highlights at Bang Bang Pie. In two Chicago locations, in Logan Square at 2051 North California Avenue, and in Ravenswood at 4947 North Damon in Chicago. And Thanksgiving is just a few days away, and to talk about one of the best places for your holiday pies is Michael Chapchuk. He's the proprietor of Bang Bang Pie in Chicago. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well, David. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to have you on. And you've had a vision for this place for so long, and it's become a behemoth, man. I mean, this is your busy week. This is it for you.
It is. It is the Pie Palooza around Logan Square.
Pie Palooza.
Ravenswood this time of year, and we're happy for it.
You have a wonderful group of folks that work there, always smiling throughout the shop, which I always find very engaging. And the things that you do there, your food begins with the farmers and the butchers that raise it. I mean, you really do some locally produced stuff.
That is true. I mean, we're only as good as the food that's brought to us, and we're very fortunate to have some great relationships. Namely, one of them that we're particularly proud of this holiday season is Mick Klug Farm.
Hey, tell me about that.
Yeah, they're down in Michigan, St. Joseph, Michigan. We almost exclusively source all of our fruit from them. And earlier this week, they dropped off a literal ton of apples for our apple pie.
Oh, very cool.
Which I'm scooping up.
Yeah, I know. Roger scooping up pie right behind you there. Right when you walk in the shop, really outside, there's unmistakable aromas. And I love that when I pull up. You know, you can eat. This is not just about pie at Bang Bang. You can come every day for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, really.
It is true. I mean, we have savory pies, chicken pot pie. We obviously have the sweet pies you just mentioned. We do all types of biscuit sandwiches, biscuits and gravy, avocado biscuits, bacon biscuits, sausage biscuits. We run specials all the time. Last weekend we had a balmy biscuit. Look for a kind of the classic hot brown biscuit coming up post-Thanksgiving. So it really is, there's a little bit of something for everyone while maintaining a little simplicity and focus.
And the candy bacon, which I can't live without.
Sure.
That's always part of my order when I go in there. I just love that. And now the pies. You know, how much is a pie at Bang Bang?
They are $28.
Yeah, see, and I think that's because what you're getting is a real fresh homemade pie. They come unsliced, boxed, unless otherwise specified. And if you like it pre-sliced, you'll do it, of course. Tell me about some of the pies you're offering, especially for this week.
Sure. Yeah, this week we have our classic apple, like I just mentioned, with the apples from Mick Klug Farm.
So good.
It is good. We have pumpkin, chocolate pecan, you know, our take on a classic gooey pecan with a layer of dark chocolate mixed in. Then we do a couple non-traditional ones, key lime, which is our number one seller, so we have to offer that. And I always find that's a good recommendation to mix up the Thanksgiving table. And then a decadent chocolate chess, which is in a buttery shortbread cookie crust, dark chocolate fudgy interior with salted caramel on top. So I call that a layup. It's pretty easy to like, and you'll definitely be the head of the table if you show up with that one.
That dark chocolate fudge. Yeah. Some people can't have fudge, lactose intolerant.
Okay.
All right. Do you make special orders? Like if I wanted that made with the non-dairy milk?
We could certainly try to R&D one for you.
Ooh. See, there you go. Look at that. Look at that. Right
there. If you don't ask, you won't know.
That's right. That is true. Totally right. And you mix and mash pies, but you brought your Franken pie in here, which I absolutely love that because he mixes the slices up. So you can actually order them that way too, right?
That's exactly right.
Oh, you're kidding?
Yeah. So normally, you know, we do six different flavors in the shop daily and we slice our pie into six. So what David had mentioned, a Franken pie would be essentially if you can't choose or if you want to choose one of all. So six different slices to give a little playful, you know, touch to your pie.
And it doesn't stop after this week. So, you know, because I've mentioned this to you many times, I cannot wait till after Thanksgiving when you've got your chocolate peppermint pie, right? Is that what it is? What is it called?
That is exactly right. The chocolate peppermint pie is certainly one of our more popular holiday pies. And as David mentioned, he's a big fan. Would like us to have it year-round, but that's just not the seasonal way we run things.
So we'll
do an eggnog-inspired pie. You know, we'll do the traditional Christmas flavors, but in pie form.
And you can still order, obviously, for Thanksgiving, right?
The ordering deadline has passed.
But okay,
we'll have
right.
tons of walk-in pies.
Okay, so yep. you can walk in and
yep.
still.
So we make an equal amount. We probably sell about 2,500 pies pre-order, and then make
wow.
another 2,500 for walk-in. So
all,
there's
like
plenty
one
of
week.
Pie. What's that?
In
yes.
the 1 week
yeah, for the next couple days.
I've been in there when
wow.
you did last year when you brought me in there around Thanksgiving, and it's the busiest place I've ever seen in my life. I mean, you guys are moving and shaking in there.
Yeah, like you mentioned, both with their friendliness, the team is really fantastic, and every year. You know, we improve at least one or two systems and get more efficient and more organized. And so, I'd say we're, you know, a little bit ahead of the game right now. So there's yeah. a chance to make more, but we just want to make the best pies possible and make sure they get to our guests in an efficient manner.
You say you, sole source the apples.
Yes, sir.
For the apple pie. What type of apples do you use in here? Because this tastes a little different than what I'm used to in a traditional apple pie.
Sure. I mean, I hope it's different, delicious. But,
it is. Oh.
It is Mitsu apples. They're from McClug Family Farm in St. Joseph, Michigan.
But are they red delicious?
Oh, no, they're green apple.
Oh, green apples.
Yeah, they're a little bit
see,
sweet.
And I'm usually
tart.
Eating the red delicious apples in the pies. You know,
yep.
that's a little more traditional. But this is great.
It's fabulous.
Well, we're thrilled yeah. you're enjoying it.
Just
from cheese, sweet.
You say, how far away is the shop that I can go to?
It's not far.
It took me about 9 minutes to get here.
There
oh,
you
my
go.
Gosh.
Were you working?
Was
were
I working? No, I'm going to right. go. I was able to sneak away last night and take some rest, and I'll go straight in after the show.
And Tuesday and Wednesday, what are the hours that people can come check out and pick up?
Tuesday, 7 to 7. Wednesday, 7 to 5.
Okay. And then you also do pie classes, too. You've got another one coming up in December, right?
We do. We do pie classes 11 months out of the year, November being the only one that we don't,
yeah.
Just for this year. Sake of what's going on that we just spoke of. They're the third Wednesday of the month. They're a really fantastic way to, you know, get out with your friends. We take about 12 people in our bakery in Logan Square, which is actually across the street from our Logan Square shop. We prepare some food. Everyone comes in. They learn how to make a pie. Typically it's apple, you know, during the fall and winter, and then blueberry, you know, during the summer season. Everyone leaves with their very own whole pie that they make.
That's awesome. Yeah.
We do corporate, you know, buyouts for those, or team building and things like that. So they're usually the third Wednesday of each month, with the exception of November, the next one being, you know, the third week in December.
And bangbangpie.com is where you can find out all that information, of course.
That's exactly right.
And then you're going to be part of Tuesday's Steve Cochran show at the Museum of Broadcast Communications.
Yeah, thank you for that opportunity. Really yeah. looking forward to that. We're going to bring he and his guests and some delicious biscuits. And,
yeah. So Steve's going to be live there for the Saturday Night Live exhibit. So he's going to have a few Saturday Night alum there, and again, some great food from you. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to that, and that will kind of kick off High Gear for about 48 hours of madness.
Beautiful. And again, in Logan Square at 2051 North California Avenue, in Ravenswood at 4947 North Damon. And for more information on the pies and the classes and all that good stuff, bangbangpie.com, and stop in on Tuesday or Wednesday. And pick up your pie. Always a pleasure, Michael.
I appreciate it, David. Thank you for having me.